This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's coming along to 6:42 on the evening edition with Hezril and Kelvin, and we're continuing a conversation that took place during today's Breakfast Grill. It's none other than the launch of Muda by its co-founder, Muar MP, Syed Saddiq Syed Abdul Rahman. Earlier, he revealed to BFM that he was registering his new youth party to the ROS right after the interview. Here's a clip from that conversation.
Immediately after our interview, I'll be heading to ROS to register Muda as a political party, Malaysia's very first youth-led, multiracial, multireligious political party, but to fight for the interests of all Malaysians, young and old, Malay, Chinese, Indian, Iban Kadazan, to fight for the interests of middle Malaysia.
He also emphasized that although the leadership of Muda and its policies would be young in nature, the party is open to all ages and gender.
It cannot be a youth-exclusive party. If you look at En Marche and Future Forward, their local press call it a youth party because it's led by young people. But in reality, they also field older candidates. But the majority of candidates are young. The majority of policies forwarded are young in nature, disruptive in nature. So it's about the same. Muda cannot be a party only for young people. It should be open up to all age categories, but the policies in which we forward will be different. The vast majority of leaders who will field will be young. We no longer just want to limit the voices of young people into youth wings or women into women's wing. Why can't we have a woman as a president or deputy president of a party? Why must her voice be limited in a woman's wing of an existing traditional political power structure? So we need to disrupt that.
So no more pigeonholing.
No more. No more. It should be very much portfolio-based. If someone feels very strongly about education, then it should be an education pillar in which a party should focus on. It shouldn't just be limited on respective gender or an age category. We need to bring everyone together to ensure that we truly challenge existing power structures in Malaysian politics.
That was Muar MP and co-founder of Muda, Syed Saddiq Syed Abdul Rahman. The latest on Muda is that he submitted the registration papers to the ROS and is waiting for approval.
Yep, and it's quite a big breakthrough, isn't it? Potentially Malaysia's first youth political party.
Yeah.
But, you know, while many young voters are excited, received some criticisms, namely from Langkawi MP to Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. Of late, he said that it will only divide Malay votes and that a multiracial all-youth party wouldn't survive.
But still, Syed Saddiq defended his decision. He said that he's here to unite all Malaysians and not just Malays, and that he wants a new kind of politics to move Malaysia forward. He also added that many Malaysians are interested to join. So very historic moment. You can let us know, do you think Muda will make a big impact in the event of snap polls? You know, what are your thoughts on this all-youth, inclusive party that's open to all ages? You can let us know. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Keith Leung, Head of Research at KRA Group, and Dr. Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at the University of Nottingham Asia Research Institute, to get their insights on Muda. So stay tuned for that here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony, BFM 89.9.
It's 6:47 on the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin, and we're talking about a momentous occasion, Syed Saddiq Syed Abdul Rahman's registration of his party, new youth party, Muda. You can find that interview from the Breakfast Grill on our website or app or on Spotify. Just search up Muda, Syed Saddiq's Dream for a Better Malaysia. In the meantime, though, we'll be crossing over right now to Keith Leung, Head of Research at KRA Group, and Dr. Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at the University of Nottingham Asia Research Institute. Keith, Bridget, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Right. So first things first, how much of an impact do you see Muda making in GE15? Bridget, maybe you can go first.
I think it's too early to make any predictions. I think, frankly, we can't even predict what's going to happen in Sabah. I think that when we look to GE15, whether or not it's held this year or next year or within the next 3 years, I think it's going to depend. The timing will affect Muda, also the types of splits that are happening in the rest of the coalition politics. Also, what will be important to look at is where Muda contests. I think that affects their electability.
Yeah, and what about you, Keith?
I agree with what Richard said as well, but it's interesting to me when I listened to the interview that he kept on talking, and he was pretty short on specifics of what Muda would stand for. So that clearly now it's no longer just a youth party, you know, it's for the young at heart, as he said. But he kept on talking about it being disruptive, you know, disruptive in terms of policy, in its approach. But the fact is that, you know, a multiracial party, a multi-religious party, it's not exactly novel in Malaysian context. You know, you had PKR, you had the parties of Sabah and Sarawak, you know, so it's hard to see what they're going to stand for as well. And, you know, he talked about needing, Muda needing to prove itself. I think part of the challenge is also to define itself. You know, what exactly does it stand for? You know, if you stand for, if standing for everything means standing for nothing, really. You know? So it's really just defining what they're about, really. You know, is there an ideology? Is there a signature policy they can get behind as well? So that will also, in a way, determine its impact, for better or for worse.
Richard, do you think the youth wings of other parties will also have to shift their tone and approach to contend with Muda? And I'm also thinking likely that some of them might not just want to be in existence anymore for a bit.
Well, I think that they're already shifting in terms of, you see, youth activism increasing. But it's really not the wings that have to change. It's the party structures, the decision-making within the party to include more young people, and also the way that politics operates within these organizations, which is extremely hierarchical, doesn't give enough space. And, of course, the narrative is not focused on policy. And I think this is so you're going to have to see real fundamental shifts that are going to take place. If for them, the whole narrative has to shift and change in this process. It's unlikely, I believe, that they're going to remove young, if they do something simple like remove young youth wings and say they're no longer and they're part of the overall party structure, I think that's not going to be enough to shape the whole nature of politics of how these parties operate.
Yeah, it's a hardware and software question, you know. I think Sundage really is focused on the hardware, and he says he wants to end pigeonholing as well. But it's also about, you know, taking the concerns of the young seriously, you know, and it's allowing for young leaders who may not be from political dynasties or who may just be having their first shake in politics a chance to rise, however much their talents and inclination and energy could take them as well. You know,
right.
It's also interesting in a way, you know, because, you know, he generated a lot of goodwill from his fellow youth colleagues in Pakatan Harapan, you know, when he was Pakatan youth leader, when he was youth and sports minister as well. So it's kind of interesting to see how the dynamics will be with this Pakatan party as well, because does it mean that these other young Pakatan Harapan leaders who backed him, you know, who were friendly to him, is he going to dismiss them now as part of the old politics, you know? And it's, and so it, that's also another challenge. I mean, that's also not clear.
Right. And just briefly, Keith, perhaps, what are the advantages and disadvantages of Muda when compared to other political parties?
It depends on the choices that they will make. You know, if they try and become a big tent, not just in terms of the voters, but also ideologically, it'll be very hard for them to differentiate themselves. You know, then in this essence, they are literally a splinter of a splinter of a splinter. You know, so it. But you know, but if they do say double down on social liberalism, for instance, you know, and there are many social liberals, I think, in Malaysia who are now you know they are the latest hope, right? They are projecting their hopes on this entity and all that. Maybe this could be the social liberal voice that people of that persuasion are hoping for in Malaysia. You see, so it's in a way, I guess the advantage is a fresh slate, but then. I guess the disadvantage is that you need mass politics. You need the grassroots. You know, it hampered Bersatu, and he wasn't able to help Bersatu in this sense. You know, so, but right now he's proposing to disrupt the entire country's politics. So it's I'm not saying he can't do it, but it's increasingly difficult in that sense. Even though he says it's not a youth party, it still has a youth at its core. But this is assuming that the youth of Malaysia are monolithic, and that's clearly not true. You know, there are differences in how we might perceive politics, certainly our socioeconomic statuses. There's many different variations, you know, many different outcomes. You know, some people are wealthier than the others. You know, some people have wildly different views on religion, on the place of ethnicity in public life, and all that. So it's, you know, again, he's not going to pander, and that's true. You know, yeah, you know, leaders lead people. They lead them forward. They drive them forward ideologically. You know, but it's to what, to where, to what, to how.
Right, and Bridget, what's your sense of how the announcement of Muda is being received at the grassroots level?
I think I'd like to go back to the issues of advantages and disadvantages. Sure. I think the advantages are that he's new on the block. They're new on the block. They have less tainted figures. They have a sense of a kind of policy platform. I think, as was mentioned, it's not so defined. And they have a core group of the electorate that they can appeal to. But I think the disadvantages lie with the fact that policy discussions are not as easy as they sound. Once you start laying out platforms, then you begin to create people who like them and dislike them. Mm. It's easy to talk policy, but when you talk specifics, then you have issues of conflict. And I think that often ideas have been seen when those who have pushed for policy programs have had their ideas co-opted. And I think there is clearly a lack of machinery and resources, especially if elections are held soon. But I think, though, I want to take out something that was very important in Syed Siddiq's remarks earlier today, which is this idea of Middle Malaysia. He kept saying he wanted to talk to Middle Malaysia. This concept is a very ambiguous one. And the fact of the matter is that there is very little people in the middle in a very highly polarized political context. Mm-hmm. And so it will involve restructuring the way loyalties have shifted. And there are many people who are loyal to both sides that are very loyal to those sides. And it is very difficult to transform politics in a very short period of time. And right now, there still is this focus on him as the personality, and there need to be others to help to this transformative process. And as you said, in terms of grassroots, I would say what grassroots? They have to build it, and it hasn't been built yet. Right now, they're focusing on cyberspace, social media, to get their messages across. But Malaysia, it needs a combination of different techniques, and it will need resources. And they're going against big guns. Those big guns have parties like UMNO, have 3 million, 2 to 3 million members, PAS the same. There's 800,000 to 1 million people in DAP. These are parties that are organized. So it is a very difficult thing to move into from the perspective that you lack grassroots and you don't clearly have a discussion of what policies you're going to focus on and recognize that this will be fractious.
Right. And Keith, just taking a step back, could you tell us about the impact of youth parties and politicians in the region? And are there any that stand out to you? You've got about a minute for this one.
It's a mixed bag, really. I mean, the one that jumps out to me immediately was the Partai Solidarity Indonesia, the youth party that came up recently. In fact, I think when Satik was minister, he actually met the leader of the party. And they made a big splash and all that. They're still around, but unfortunately, they haven't been able to win seats in the national parliament. They've been able to win a couple in the some of the local legislatures and all that, but right now its national impact it has been minimal so far.
I think there's one other party that I'd like to bring attention to that was a youth party, and that was Singapore's PAP. Lee Kuan Yew, Go Keng Swee, these men were in their 20s. There was a party full of leaders that focused on policy issues and tried to carve out the middle. So I think there are examples. But of course, it's going to take a lot more in a very fragmented field. And I think that one of the problems with the Indonesian Solidarity Party is that it was carved very much in a highly liberal focus with women's rights issues.
Yep.
So I think that you have to figure out exactly what those platform is. And I still think at this point, to talk policy, to talk about the middle ground and others are good ideas, but the devil is in the details.
Bridget, final note and also, of course, a final minute. What will MUDA have to focus on moving forward to gain traction?
Well, I think that it has to clearly identify policy issues that can connect to the people, that can actually differentiate it from what the current parties are doing.
And with that, Bridget, Keith, thanks so much for those insights this evening.
My pleasure.
My pleasure. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks, Bridget.
That was Keith Leong, head of research at KRA Group, and Dr. Bridget Welsh, honorary research associate at the University of Nottingham Asia Research Institute, speaking to us about the party MUDA, the Youth Movement Party by Syed Saddiq. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.